I dictation for Brandy Davis Milton, BRANDIDAVIS-MILTON. Date of birth is 6/15/79. Date of service is 4/28/2023. This is a new patient visit for Mr. Brandy Davis Milton. He is referred from Bronco Chiropractic Care by Dr. Rafael, RAPHAEL. His primary care physician is Greenfield family physician, who also referred him to for a pain management. Patient reports that his chief complaint is severe pain in the right side of the body, where the most of the pain is located. His right side of the neck, right shoulder, right upper back, mid back, lower back, and then right hand, with numbness and tingling of the second, third, fourth finger off and on, and a right hip and the right knees. All of them are hurting to the tune of 6. This pain is worsening day by day, and his ADLs are affected. He is not able to be comfortable at night to go to sleep, and he is in so much pain and the sleep is affected. He reports that 7 years ago he slipped on ice in Redford Township Municipal Parking Lot. Although he did not go to any emergency room, he did go to the Beaumont Urgent Care where X-rays were done. When he fell on both, he hit his bottom and injured his right shoulder. Currently he has just started seeing chiropractor, and before this he was seeing a primary care physician, rehab provider at Haggerty. There was no improvement. He was also seeing Dr. Alan Barr, rehab doctor, ALANELLENBURG, rehab doctor, who provided some injections to the shoulders, but it has not improved. According to him, the pain in the right side of the neck, right shoulder, right upper back, mid back, right hip and right knee are continuous, as described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, punishing, aching, heavy, tender and tiring. The pain intensity is 9 to 10 according to him, and his ADLs are affected, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. So the patient reports that the highest pain intensity is 10. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, standing, lying down, bending, walking, driving, and improved by nothing except medications maybe. In the past, patient has had x-rays at Henry Ford Urgent Care and MRIs at Michigan MRI, EAC Northopard, at Henry Ford Hospital. He was told that he is suffering from osteoarthritis of the shoulder and the cervical spine and hip. No surgery has been done as of yet. He reports some muscle weakness on the right side, numbness, tingling, pins and needle of the right second, third, fourth finger, and bowel bladder incontinence as well. In the treatment-wise, patient has had only 2 visits with chiropractor and is helping. Prior to that, he was doing physical therapy through his primary care physician. Epidural injections have not been done more than once, but he is not sure. It could be trigger point. System review, please review the chart. Surgical history, review the chart. Allergies, review the chart. Family history, relationship status, employment status, disability, current legal history, and personal history. Please review the chart. Thank you. In the ADLs, please mention that patient report that his mood, work, sleep, enjoyment of life, ability to concentrate, relationship with other people are affected, 10. In addition, patient report that his ADLs are affected in the area of running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, He also reported that eating, walking, standing, opening containers, vacuuming, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinets are affected 8. Dialing a phone is affected 6. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 166 over 105, pulse is 78, pulse ox is 100, height 5 feet 1 inch and weight is 150. The rest of the exam is as follows. General review. The patient is a 43-year-old African-American female of a very good built and nutrition, alert oriented, cooperative and conscious. There is no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. There is no acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear severely anxious, lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. And patient is mobile, independent without utilizing any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including normal neurological examination and musculature examination. No muscle spasm, or please use the template for typing. Muscular skeleton is also completely normal. Use the inspection palpation. It's from the template. Spine tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Paravertebral muscle hypertonicity, none. The range of motion of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 30. All the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are completely normal, including sacroiliac joint, which is non-tender. Please use the template. Extremities examination. Except for the right shoulder and right hip and right knee, rest of the extremities, especially on the left side, are all normal. No tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins are noticed. Motor power on the left side, upper and lower extremities 5x5, reflexes are normal. Circulation is intact, peripheral pulses are normal, and the extremity is warm to touch and well perfused. The gait is also normal. Range of motions of all the joints is normal. Quick test is negative, no leg length discrepancy is noticed. In the examination of the left shoulder, the shoulder on examination appears on inspection completely normal with no dislocation or fracture or any contusion. On palpation, there are no crepitations or any popping noise, crepitus, grinding noises. The range of motions of passive is normal and active is normal up to 180 degrees. Muscle strength is 5x5. Special tests were conducted for checking for rotator cuff injury. It is discovered that the Hawking-Kennedy test is negative, and speed test, near test, apprehension, posterior, anterior are negative. Drop arm test was negative. Examination of the hand and wrist show a positive Trenel sign and Phelan sign and positive carpal tunnel compression testing. However, on inspection and palpation, no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound is noticed. Color of the skin is normal. Normal circulation and reflexes. Grip is normal. Examination of the right hip on inspection shows tenderness at the greater trochanter region. On palpation, slight tenderness and no contusion, swelling is noticed. Inspection reveals normally appearing hip. And range of motion of the hip is normal on passive and on action. Patient can move up to 140 degrees of flexion and 140 degrees of extension. External interrotations are at 40 Motor strength is completely normal. Valgus varus abnormality does not exist. Leg line discrepancy doesn't exist. Patrick sign was negative. Tendrelbruch test was negative. Log roll was positive. Ellie test was positive. And Thomas test was positive. Right knee examination reveals normal appearing knee on inspection, no scar, erythema, effusion, and on palpation there are no tenderness, swelling, asymmetry. It doesn't feel warm or cold. There are no crepitus. Grinding noise, flexion from full extension is normal. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is 5/5. Valgus varus abnormality is absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is absent. McMurray sign, Steinman sign are negative. Patellar apprehension was negative. Diagnosis. In general, in the ligaments you can mention M54.0, right shoulder M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Wrist, pain in the right wrist M25.531, carpal tunnel syndrome on the right G56.01. Pain in the right leg M79.604, pain in the right hip M25.551, possible osteoarthritis of the right hip M16.11, or trochanter, greater trochanter bursitis. In the right knee M25.561, M23.205, M17.11. Plan of care for Brandy Davis Hamilton is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Treatment plan for Brandy Davis Hamilton is described as follows. Non-narcotic medications are provided, starting with naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory and healing for the arthritic changes. Allevel 50 milligram at night for sleep and relief of GAD disorder and pain. Zoloft 50 milligram at night for depression relief. Pyrazine 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 50 tablets for headache relief. Ortrim 50 milligram every 6 hour PRN, 120 tablets for pain relief. A compounding cream consisting of ketamine, gabapentin, amitriptyline, baclofen, cyclobenzaprine is also provided, 240 gram of it to use once or twice a day. Patient urine test was ordered, maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and is asked to return in one week time to review and go from there. All the records were ordered from the previous providers. Narcotic medications were not provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry is not needed. Fitness club is yes. Review of the available MRIs and other imaging records. At the time of dictation, we have a records of MRI for the right shoulder that shows the following. It was done at Michigan MRI on 7/7/2022. The MRI shows tendinosis and edema involving posterior supraspinatus tendon. Low grade partial tearing at the footprint attachment of the greater tuberosity of the humerus on its articular surface. There is some tendinosis and edema involving the distal infraspinatus tendons. So the patient has a rotator cuff injury. No other MRI seems to be available other than that. X-ray of the hip is done, but its report is not available. We will wait for these records to arrive, and on the next visit, it will be we try to find. There was a diagnosis of greater trochanteric pain syndrome or trochanteric bursitis, M70.61. In an X-ray of the hip that was done earlier. Surgical options and interventional treatment procedure, none are being considered. Neuropsych is not warranted. Attended care not warranted. Casework not warranted. Past medical records are order released. No new investigation is being ordered. DME, a patient already has all the DMEs. And is being education is yes, and follow up visit in 7 days. Thank you.